With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Republicans are not interested in compromising with Democrats over the government shutdown. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With the shutdown entering its sixth week, the president said he won't be extorted by Democrats. Appearing on CBS's 60 Minutes, he said that Democrats who are demanding an extension in health care subsidies have lost their way and predicted that they will eventually capitulate to Republicans. The president said if Democrats don't vote to reopen the government, it's their problem. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits could restart as soon as this week. Friday, the president said he would fund SNAP if pointed in the appropriate legal direction. That after a federal judge directed officials to use an emergency fund for the program. FDA says drug makers have recalled a blood pressure medication over concerns it may include a cancer-causing chemical. Bernie Bennett explains.
New Jersey-based Teva Pharmaceuticals USA and drug distributor AmerisourceBergen Health Services issued voluntary nationwide recalls early this month of more than 580,000 bottles of various strengths of prazosine capsules, according to the FDA. The FDA said in enforcement orders posted online that it has given the affected lots of drugs a Class 2 risk classification because some of the recalled medication may have nitrosamine immunities that are considered potentially cancer-causing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Oh, the head of the Food and Drug Administration's Drug Center has abruptly resigned Sunday. Spokesman says Dr. George Tidmarsh left the agency after federal attorneys began looking into serious concerns about his personal conduct. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's faith profile.
It comes from Kite and Key Media, and it reveals that amongst the world's wealthy industrialized nations, the U.S. is much more religious. Over half of Americans pray daily. In Canada and Europe, it's less than a quarter. The report also reveals that about 70% of people in this country describe themselves as Christians, 45% are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, the rest are Orthodox or smaller groups. Jews make up 2% of the population, Muslims 1%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin performing abortions again after a month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. State chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it relinquished its status as an essential community provider. President Trump has vowed to do all he can to prevent taxpayers from funding abortion in America. This is SRN News. Montana Senator Steve Daines bullish on Republican prospects in next year's midterms.
Our biggest issue will be reminding the American people of the incredible progress made since President Trump took office, combined with a Republican U.S. Senate and a Republican Congress.
And he believes Republicans will benefit from Mr. Trump's success.
I've never seen the velocity of change attacking the woke agenda. You look at geopolitics, you look at taxes, you look at our southern border, the military. I mean, everywhere Trump is active, he's delivering these amazing results for the American people.
Fire and explosion at a convenience store in northwestern Mexico. 23 people have died. That includes several kids. 12 more have been injured. More details at srnnews.com.